Thank you. Let's go over to Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. In Isaiah 44, there's a scripture here. It's found in verse 3. And here's what he says. For I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. You know, that's a powerful scripture. In the kingdom, there is what I call on-demand system. You might have heard about that in television or movies, on-demand. Well, they got it from the kingdom. He says he's going to pour water on ground that's what? Thirsty. And I know when I go places and they are thirsty for the Word of God, you don't have to decide what to preach. They will make the decision for you. I'm telling, they'll pull things out of you that you never intended to say or never where you never intended to go. They're pulling on it. Remember when Jesus was walking with this man, Jairus, he was walking to Jairus' house because Jairus said, come to my house, my daughter's lying, she's sick. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed. And Jesus started with Jairus. But then here comes this woman up behind him and touched the hem of his garment and got healed. And Jesus said, who touched me? And they said, all these people pulling on you or pushing on you, say, who touched you? He said, no, somebody touched me. Now, what happened? She drew virtue out of him. Can you see what I'm talking about? I mean, he didn't even give her permission. She just took it. And notice, he stopped there and she testified and told him all the truth. I don't know whether you've ever sat long enough to listen to somebody testify. It's like they go on and on and on. Now, what was happening? Jairus had him going one way, but she caused him to go what? Another way. And I'm telling you, I can be up here preaching. If you are hungry, you can pull stuff out of me that I never intended to go that way, but I went that way because you are thirsty. Praise God. And God pours water on ground that's thirsty. Let's go to 2 Kings, please, chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4. And that, he said, now there cried a certain woman of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, now that cry is not boo-hoo. That cry is, hey, I'm here for something, and I'm not leaving till I get it. That's the cry she's talking about. Saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and you know my servant did fear the Lord. Now the creditor has come to take unto my two sons to be bondmen, to go into slavery. Borrower is a servant to the lender. And Elijah said to her, what shall I do for you? Now tell me, what's in your house? And she said, thy handmaid is not anything in the house except a pot of oil. And he said to her, go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Don't borrow a few now. And when you come in, shut the door upon you and your sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. And she went from him and shut the door upon her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said, there is not a vessel more. And the oil what? Stayed. And she came and told the man of God, and he said, well, go sell the oil now, pay your debt, and live you and your kids and children on the rest. So what happened? There is no problem you have, including financially, that God doesn't have an immediate solution to. It doesn't make any difference how desperate it is. He has an answer to it. And most of the time, his answer includes you sowing a seed. Now, that's just the way it is. Now, with that, he never intended for you to live on your paycheck, because that's not enough to do what he's calling you to do. You're going to have to understand he's going to have you live beyond that, not by borrowing, but by sowing. Glory to God. Ooh, that's good, William. Now, notice what he did to this woman. He gave her the solution step by step. Now, I've been there before. I knew God was telling me to leave my job and go full-time ministry. So I was trying to leave, and each time I tried to leave, I set a date, and then the date would start coming, and next thing you know, a bill will come up that we didn't expect and so forth, and I'd set another date. Well, I did this to a point that I said, wait a minute. And I got a hold of a teaching. God was teaching on seed time and harvest. I got it, and I began to meditate the scriptures found in Mark chapter 10, verses 29 and 30. There is no man that's left house, mother, father, sister, brother, land, for my sake in the gospel, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. And it goes through all of them. And so what happened was I start meditating on that, and all of a sudden I saw something I didn't see. And when I saw something I didn't see, it brought faith that put a demand on that word. I say amen to that. So instead of saying lands, I said IBM. And so what happened was, boom, one day without warning, over in St. Paul, Minnesota, something came in my spirit, boom, illumined to my mind, and I said, hey, that's it. I stopped, used the phone. They didn't have cell phones that time. I stopped, used the phone, said, baby, I'm leaving this company. She said, praise the Lord. Well, going where? I didn't really know. Now, God didn't give me the next step. He gave me only one step. See, he doesn't give you three steps a lot of times because the devil is set up at the third step. So he wants you to trust him one step at a time. So what did we do? Boom, told him I was leaving, boom. What did I do? Went home every morning, studied and so forth. Now, we had a little ministry going there in Minnesota. And so God spoke to my heart and said, I want you to leave Minnesota and go and sell your home and go to Tulsa to school. Man, I don't know about that long name. But my wife, she had taken a shower, and she gets out of the shower, puts on her bathrobe, comes and rushes in there to the study and says, sweetheart, I was just getting out of the shower and God said to me, sell your house and go to Tulsa. How many of you know sometimes God, your wife sounds just like God? And so what happens? What did I do? We put the house up for sale. It sold in 3 days. Now I want to show you something. This step at a time, because he said, now once you get to all, go out and what? Sell it. And do you know she had buyers waiting? Who set them up? God set them up. I'm telling you, it's all set up. All we got to do is follow one step. Come on, one step. You don't need all the steps. Just obey God. He knows what Satan's got set up. Sometimes he's going to take you on a step and step out of the way. And next thing you know, you're going around something. Why? Because Satan thought you were going to take that next step right there. God will change that step. Come on now. Folks, it worked out wonderfully. The man next door came over and said, I see this for sale sign out there. I said, yeah. Well, I want to buy it. I wish you'd take the sign down. I said, well, you give me some money first, I'll take it out. Praise the Lord. What am I saying? Boom, 3 days, gone. House sold. Gave me the money we wanted, we asked for it. My point to you is that she didn't have all the steps, but God had the steps. And you have to learn how to obey God. If you be willing and obedient, the Bible says, you will eat the good of the land. And I'm telling you right now, God is speaking to you as I speak to you, especially if you have a financial crisis. Guess what? God will get you out of it. I said, God will get you out of it. And he'll get you out of it miraculously in a way that you never thought about. So get ready for foolish thoughts, because God's going to shoot something in your brain. And whatever he says to you, no, one more time. Whatever he says to you, do it. Praise God. Well, Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I'd like to read you a wonderful translation out of the Phillips Bible. Here's what he says. A man's harvest in life depends entirely on the seed that he sows. A man's harvest in life depends entirely on the seed that he sows. I want to just invite all of our viewing audience also to participate in your giving. The Bible says if you're being sown spiritual things, it's okay to sow back natural things. I want to let you know that God is blessing as you sow this seed today. He's going to measure it back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Some of yours may come in the form of new ideas at first, but God is going to measure it back to you. Give Jesus a praise and a hand clap. Glory to God. Well, we have a new group that's formed now. It's called Living Word Christian Center Theater Company. So we are now about to witness the birth of the Living Word Christian Center Theater Company. Amen.